Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome now to join me for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on protecting the environment. And with Christmas just around the corner, just 21 sleeps now, the question is, how can we subscribe to enjoying a more sustainable Christmas this year, helping ourselves, our families, our communities, and the planet? Well, shortly we'll be joined by award-winning sustainable food writer Caroline Hennessy to offer advice to that end. But first, how important is a more sustainable Christmas to you? We send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
Try and have all the family overs. Like, I mean, that's the most important thing. It saves one household cooking dinner. It helps the environment by reducing electricity costs.
I'm vegetarian, so I would make mostly vegetarian food.
Well, it just doesn't come into my thinking. I'll just be thinking about getting the best food I can.
Try and use maybe like compostable baking sheets and stuff like that, and less plastic, less tin foil.
Yeah, I'm thinking about use of plastic. I'm thinking about how much food is going to be eaten, how much is going to go in the bin, where the food's coming from, where the plastic's coming from, where everything's coming from, and try and to reduce, reuse, recycle as much as possible.
That's very positive, isn't it? Well, here to advise on how we can all enjoy a more sustainable Christmas, from the dinner table to the dinner plate, is sustainable, award-winning sustainable food writer Caroline Hennessy. Caroline, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. It is fair to say that Christmas, well, it can be a very stressful time, and many of us can succumb to buying things that we don't want or need. We buy too much and then we're left with, well, frankly, a lot of waste, which is not good for us and it's not good for the environment. And nobody wants that.
I think you're totally right, Carol. There's definitely a way around all the waste. The key to it all is planning. And I know this is hard for people when they've so much else going on in their lives. But at this stage in the year, if you can sit down and just take some time to kind of figure out what you need as opposed to what you want. If when you're looking at tables, if you walk into any charity shop, they have tablecloths, napkins, they have plates, lovely, gorgeous Christmas decorated platters and things like that. And they've been stashing things away that might necessarily scream Christmas, but are Christmassy looking. And you can do exactly the same thing. Go in and buy all the greens and the reds and the golds and put them on your table for Christmas, but use them all year round, or else just have them in a box that you can put away and save for next year. If you buy like that way, you're reusing something that's not going to be going into landfill, and also you're contributing to the charity shops, which
Absolutely.
Is brilliant.
When it comes then to food, Caroline, because food is certainly your area of expertise as a food writer, what can we do to make our Christmas dinner more sustainable? Because as I said at the start, we do tend, don't we, to buy too much food, and so much of it gets thrown out.
It's a really ridiculous situation to be in. You really do need to plan for this. My waste.ie says that over the festive season, we produce up to 30% more waste than normal, and that includes food waste.
Wow.
And think of it, for every like €3 you're spending on food, that you're going to throw away one of those euros, that's insane. It doesn't do the environment any good. It doesn't do your health any good. So sit down, figure out how many people you will be having for Christmas. Think about the dinners and the meals all around it. And don't be pushed by the supermarket who produce their lovely, glossy, beautiful magazines every year. I will go, oh, I like that chocolate log. Let's make something like that at home. If you're thinking about you have to have gifts for teachers or gifts for neighbours, take a Saturday morning, get the kids into the kitchen, make a whole stack of shortbread cookies. If you have any star shapes or anything like that, get a few sprinkles. Grandparents will love those. You could spend that Saturday morning shopping and come out of it with, like, you know, having spent a huge amount of money, you come out with loads of bags. Where are we going to put these in terms of, like, do they go to landfill or can I give them to the charity shop? You come out with lots of packaging, lots of plastic things, and you're just kind of going, okay, what is the meaning of Christmas? And in this increasingly secular world, we want to be with friends and family and to celebrate the fact that we're all together. And baking isn't difficult. You can make chocolate chip cookies. You don't even need cutters for that. Roll them into little balls and stick them on a baking tray and into the oven. And your kids will really get a kick out of that.
So a lot of it really, Caroline, comes down to just taking maybe 5-10 minutes just to sit down with a pen and paper and go through what it is that you can do to make it easier for yourself, to make it easier on your back pocket, and to make it more sustainable for yourself, for your community, for the planet. You'll have a much nicer, calmer time at the end of the day.
Very true. And if you look locally, look at Irish ingredients first, who's selling veg down the road? And you know what? You can gift that as well, because there's nothing like getting something, again, something that's local and homegrown.
Absolutely.
And if you have your own garden, I'm a real fan of shopping in independent shops around the place. So it's, again, make sure you get the most out of all of these things. So you're buying your turkey, then break down the bones, stick them into the freezer, make turkey stock somewhere down along the line in January, maybe, if you don't feel like cooking at that stage. But definitely do not throw out turkey. Put it into the freezer. But then you can turn it into anything come January or February. But I'm definitely a fan of just stashing things in the freezer.
And of course, then you have absolutely, well, you very little waste, which is what we're all about. Some great advice there, Caroline. Have a very happy and sustainable Christmas yourself. I have no doubt that you will. And hopefully we'll get to chat again in the new year, because I know that you have a lot more advice that you can share with us. So very much look forward to that. Caroline Hennessy, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us this week.
Thanks, Carol.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Hours to Protect. If you've missed any of our previous episodes, or you'd like to find out what the Hours to Protect initiative is all about, all the information is on the Sunshine website, sunshineradio.ie/Hours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television license fee. For more info.